You see our Lord's plan in the healing of that crippled man at the gate. They all knew him because he was there every day. I've told you before that at the Damascus Gate, which is the easy way into the mosque, every Friday, which is the Muslim day, there are men sitting there, mostly blind, begging. And all those going into the mosque give money to, because that's a sacred duty. So whenever I, you know, read about this, I think of that. And so now it's gone so far that the whole ruling body of Israel is in on this. That was the Lord's plan. Give them a chance. You see? And so, and here's Peter. This is like having some of the members of Congress interrogating a couple of construction workers, you know. And so they got them all together. And then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's what makes the difference, you see, answered them. You just heard the answer, you see, that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, in his name this man stands before you healed. See, the witness, through this one miracle, the way the Lord is trying to win over his people. And so now, you know, the officials of the whole country are there listening and seeing this man. No doubt about it. Everybody knew him. He sat at that spot at the gate every day. So everybody knew him. Everybody knew he was crippled. Now everybody sees him walking. Now you can't get around that. And this was to give them a chance in his mercy. Okay. Now we have the chapter 21. We have it today, and we'll have the last of it tomorrow. No, they're going to go back to Mark tomorrow. But this is a very intriguing event. Jesus, they walked up to Galilee. Jesus got there. He just got there. And they're out, you know, Peter, you know, he's a fisherman. So what are we going to do, sit here all day? I mean, let's go fishing. Let's do something. So they fish. They fish at night. And so, and they don't catch anything. And you just heard the story. The most intriguing part of the story is that they were 153 fish. Well, we've been working on that for 2,000 years, and nobody has come up with an explanation that everybody else accepts. You know, it's just, so we'll probably keep at it until the Lord comes back, you know. But the story is about, you do what I tell you, and you will have a large catch of people. Remember, he's already told them, you're not fishers of fish anymore, you're fishers of men. And this is sort of I want to show you what I can do for you and what I'm going to do when you preach. And so they're there. He has prepared breakfast for them. Come, eat. And so they take a couple of those 153 fish and roast them over the fire that Jesus had already made. And then he took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. Then John adds, this was the third time that Jesus was revealed to his disciples. We'll get to that reinstatement of Peter in another gospel. We're not going to have it during the octave. Why would the Lord be so ordinary about rising from the dead? There's no big, you know, lightning bolts, or he's on the shore of the lake and he makes breakfast for his disciples to be with them, to instruct them, and to begin that 40-day period between the resurrection and the ascension when he went over everything with them and got them ready to be the preachers. If we receive him today with faith, he will do the same thing for us. He will get us ready to do whatever we're supposed to do.